Welcome to Compact Conversations, the show that compresses the day's AI news into 5 minutes. Today's lead is a federal court ruling that the Trump administration's blacklisting of Anthropic was illegal. According to the New York Times, a judge found the Pentagon's ban on the AI company from federal work violated the law. The judge called the government's argument that the ban was justified by Anthropic's public criticism of the administration really troubling. The ruling specifically overturns the 2025 order that blocked Anthropic from all federal contracts.
The ruling overturns the blacklisting order, but the broader reaction is skeptical about what comes next. Reddit discussions of the ruling show a widespread view that while the order was illegal, there likely won't be any punishment for those who issued it. The practical impact for Anthropic's government business remains unclear.
One number to know today, $1.1 billion. That's the size of a new machine age fund from venture firm Andreessen Horowitz. The firm is shifting from its usual software focus to invest in the physical infrastructure powering AI, everything from chips and memory to data centers and robots. According to TechCrunch, A16Z says the fund will focus on faster interconnects, more efficient memory, and the cooling and real estate needed to support AI infrastructure at scale.
Next, Google DeepMind is testing a new approach to AI benchmarks. The Decoder reports they're running a double-blind evaluation with the Singapore AI Safety Institute. They're using cryptographic protection to keep Google from seeing the test questions and the evaluators from seeing the model weights, aiming to create a tamper-proof standard. This pilot is part of a broader industry effort to move beyond what critics call benchmark gaming.
The pilot uses a Gemini Flash Lite model. If it works, this could address what the article calls a trust problem with current benchmarks, where companies might optimize models specifically for known tests. The report notes that if successful, this method could be adopted by other major labs and safety institutes to create more reliable performance comparisons.
In cloud infrastructure news, Bloomberg reports that AI cloud provider Lambda has raised about $1 billion in private debt. The money will finance purchases of NVIDIA GPUs, which will then be leased to Microsoft, according to sources familiar with the deal. This type of financing deal highlights the enormous capital required to secure scarce AI chips and the complex partnerships forming between cloud providers, chip buyers, and financiers. Restaurant Business reports that a company called Owner has raised $240 million at a $2.3 billion valuation. Owner builds AI agents that manage websites and marketing for independent restaurants, with the CEO saying they're building AI to do jobs small business owners can't afford, not to replace people. The company claims its agents now handle tasks like updating online menus and responding to customer reviews for over 10,000 restaurant locations. Finally, the information reports the U.S. is drafting a rule to close an export controls loophole. The rule would target Chinese companies accessing AI chips through data centers in countries like Thailand. Sources say the Commerce Department's proposed rule could be published within weeks and is aimed at preventing what officials see as an end run around existing restrictions on advanced semiconductor sales to China.
One thing to try is a simple self-check for developers using coding agents. A Reddit thread in the ChatGPT coding community raises a useful question. How do you know if the agent is amplifying your skill versus hiding gaps in it?
The suggestion from experienced users is straightforward. Before you hand work to an agent, ask if you can meaningfully reason about the problem yourself. If there's a core part you don't understand, learn it first rather than treating the agent's output as magic. It keeps you growing with the tool. Several commenters noted this habit helps prevent over-reliance and ensures you can still debug and maintain the code the agent helps produce.
That's Compact Conversations for Friday. No more AI news tomorrow. Until then, remember to take a break from AI.